You are listening to the Prepared Patient Podcast with Dr. Jennifer Genty, where we discuss what it really takes to heal your body with the simple tools, resources, and mindset to get you there. I am determined to show you the reality of navigating the medical space as a patient, caregiver, and loved one so you can be empowered and take back the most precious and important asset of your life, which is your health.
So let's talk about the difference between cleansing and detox. As I am working with my patients and I am taking them on a journey of detoxification, and it seems like there are so many misinformation out there, confusion about the difference between detoxifying and cleansing. So today, I want to give you some information so you can decide which one will benefit you. But at the end of the day, I think we should do both. I myself do not cleanse, I detox. I detox 4 times per year. When I went on my journey of eliminating my digestive issues, decreasing my fibromyalgia, my back pain because I have scoliosis, my migraine headaches that were hormonal related, or my acne, hormonal acne or PMS, I discovered the benefit of detoxification. Now, what is cleansing? Many of us cleanse. We have cleansed 1 or 2, 3 times in our lives, specifically if you have digestive issues like constipation, gas, bloat, you have cleansed, specifically with constipation. So cleansing address one particular part of your body, which is the digestive tract. When you cleanse, you are focusing on your GI tract. You're focusing on eliminating toxins that are coming from your bowels, that are stuck in your bowels. So when we cleanse, we take something to help us go to the bathroom and we just have multiple bowel movements. That is cleansing. If you are older than 50-ish and you have done a colonoscopy, that's cleansing. Because before you do this procedure, colonoscopy, they give you a drink or preparation for you to drink, and then that kind of eliminate the bowels or eliminate your toxins or your stools from your bowels so they can visualize your large intestine. That's colonoscopy. Now, when you cleanse, it's strictly the bowels. You're addressing the bowels, you're relieving constipation, you're decreasing gas and bloat. Yes, you can lose a few pounds because you are eliminating toxins from your bowels. Yes, you can feel lighter, again, because you're eliminating toxins, you're eliminating inflammation, you're eliminating water, right? Because you have multiple bowel movements. What I think we should really be aware of when it comes to cleansing, that is why I don't recommend cleansing for a lot of my patients, including myself, because cleansing doesn't really address the other organs in your body. Cleansing can leave you with inflammation because many of us are constipated. We are supposed to have a bowel movement every day. Every other day is not normal. Every 3 days is not normal. Just like we eat every day, we drink every day, we take a shower every day, we need to poop every day. If you are not going to the bathroom every day for whatever reasons, you might experience, you know, a lot of digestive discomfort or pelvic pain, lower abdominal, you know, distension because you need to poop. So you probably took a tea, a laxative, or took some magnesium citrate, like you did something to help relieve you, and you probably felt great after that. But cleansing does leave inflammation because of the harsh process that happens in the bowels. It's like taking a shovel and you're digging out the poop. That is cleansing. And with cleansing, because you have multiple BMs, you can go into electrolyte deficiencies or minerals deficiencies, because every time you have loose stools, you have diarrhea, you're losing water plus electrolytes. So I do not cleanse. But again, if that's something you want to do, that's where you want to start in your health and healing journey, that's fine, you can do that. But I also want to open your eyes to detoxification. I detox, my patients detox. I highly recommend detoxification. Why? Because we live in a toxic world. Everything around us is toxic. The water that we drink is toxic. The food that we eat, whether it's, you know, organic or not, there's some degree or severity of contaminant on it. The medications that we take, whether we take Tylenol or ibuprofen, like over the counter, anything, these things are made in a factory, in a pharmaceutical factory. They are made by men. Environmental toxicity, heavy metal toxicity, and also mold or toxicities or toxins produced by the bacteria. So we need to detox. Detox, it's a well comprehensive process where you are addressing many organs in your body, depending on the severity and degrees of detoxification. You can detox where you're addressing the kidneys and the liver, which I think are the two popular organs that many of us neglect until they are malfunctioned, until we get a diagnosis of fatty liver disease, or until we have stones in our kidneys or our kidneys are not functioning properly. We have urinary tract infections or that inflammation. So that's when we really pay attention to those two organs. But when you detox, you are not going to the bathroom a zillion times. You're not pooping your brain out, if I'm being honest with you. You're addressing the liver. Now, why do you need to do liver detox? Because the liver is the garbage can in your body. Everything goes to the liver. The liver is responsible for the three phases of detoxification. It is the organ that metabolizes everything. So if we're not addressing the garbage can in your body and we keep dumping and putting things in our garbage cans, we don't pay attention to make sure that we are supporting it, then over time, your liver will start functioning. That's when we have high cholesterol. Now, when it comes to cholesterol, it is a liver issue. Diabetes is a liver issue. High blood pressure is a liver issue. Why? Because the liver is not functioning properly, it's not metabolizing the toxin, so therefore it's dumping it back into our system, or it's storing the toxins and the toxins are turning into fat, and then you have fatty liver disease. If you have high cholesterol, you need to detox. If you have any health issues at all, you need to detox. You need to detox your liver and you need to detox the kidneys. Why the kidneys? Because again, the kidneys are the filtration system in your body. We have two kidneys, blood goes into the kidneys and the kidneys separate the toxins and create urine. So those toxins, right, the kidneys separate, you have to support the kidneys so you can kind of process them properly. If you understand what I'm saying. So whatever the liver cannot detox, metabolize, dump that back into the circulatory system, and then the blood is going to the kidneys, and the kidneys sometimes house it. That's how we have stones. So that is why in my practice, for us, we always promoting detoxification. You got to detox. If you are a newbie and you don't know where to start, I would love to invite you in this masterclass that I'm hosting this April 3rd at 6 p.m. where I'm going to discuss with you all the things about detoxification, the herbs that you should be using, the benefits of detoxification, the myths, and also the facts, because I know when people hear detox, they are afraid. They're afraid that they might get detoxification reaction, Herxheimer's reaction. But if you work with a practitioner that knows what he or she is doing, then you should be safe. So I would love for you to join me if this is resonating with you and you want to know more how you can cater to your liver that is working for you. It is the most vascularized organ in the body. There's a lot of blood flow. And when you have blood flow to an organ, you also have toxins going to that organ. You need to cater to your liver. You need to empty the garbage can in the body. You need to support the liver. You don't wait until you have liver nodules and you have liver cancer, or you have fatty liver disease, or you have any other cirrhosis of the liver, inflammation of the liver, for you to detox. And that's the misconception people have, because they go to the doctors, they've done liver function tests, and the liver function test is coming back normal. They think they don't need to do anything to support the liver, which is a lie, which is a myth, because as we know, sometimes you have to have a lot happening in the cells for the blood test to show abnormal results. You could be having fatty liver disease right now and you don't know about it. Why? Because you don't have enough. So that's another concept we're going to talk about. Because I tell my patients, when you go to your doctor and you go to LabCorp for blood tests, they are looking at the liquid of the blood, not the cells. You need to cater to the liver cells. Even if your liver is functioning fine, even if the liver is functioning fine like me, I detox, because I know for sure that I'm eating something that might have toxins in it. I'm exposed to toxins and I want to be well. I want to age gracefully. I want to have my energy, my stamina back. I want to maintain my weight. I want to decrease inflammation in my body. So therefore I have to deliver. So liver detoxification is important. Kidney detoxification is also important. Of course, if you have sinus issues, you have frequent cold, frequent sinusitis, and you have headaches and you're not draining properly, then you can address the lymphatic system. But the two most common systems you need to address right now today, or if you're going to join us on the liver detox program, is the liver and the detox. So again, I would love for you to join me in the liver masterclass, the liver kidney masterclass that I'm hosting this April 3rd, 2024 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're still on the fence, you don't know why you should do your liver or kidney detox, I would love for you to come and learn the benefit of detoxification, how you should detox, what to look for when you detox, the pros and cons of detoxification, why many of us neglect our liver and our kidneys when a lot of us are on medications, supplements you need to detox your liver, personal care products you put on your skin, the household products we use to clean our house, we need to detox. Like, you really need to detox your liver and the kidneys. And I wanna take you on this journey because I know many of us are struggling with weight gain. We're not losing the weight. As a matter of fact, I spoke to a patient the other day. She was saying, well, Dr. Jenty, I've done everything. My diet is clean, I'm exercising, I'm putting effort into drinking water, moving my body, I'm doing saunas. For some reason, I'm just not feeling my best. I just don't know what I'm doing. So I asked her, when was the last time you did a liver and kidney? She said, I told her, you're in my world, you know that I promote these things 3 to 4 times. She's like, ha, I haven't done one. So now she did a liver and kidney detox. Guess what? She unlocked, she removed the blockage. She's thriving. Cholesterol is a liver issue. Cholesterol is made in the liver, and the liver has cholesterol that we get from our food. Again, if you want to really, really know the powerful benefits of liver and kidney detoxification, join me in this masterclass. And then during the masterclass, I will be inviting you to join me in my liver kidney detox program that I do every so often, where everything's included, the meal plan's included, the supplements are included, and I'm also included. I'm gonna carry you through this journey where you can do it with me, because every quarter I do a liver and kidney detox, every quarter. And that happens to be one of my secret sauce of me being healthy and not getting sick over 8 years. When people ask me, I said I do 3 things. I work on my mindset, I detox, I find the root cause of whatever, and I check in with myself. What for? But detoxification, it is one of my cornerstone of me staying healthy. You have to detox the liver, no matter how you feel, no matter what you are taking. All medications go to the liver. All supplements go to the liver. Everything that you eat gets metabolized in the liver. If you're looking at this video like, oh, I'm fine, I feel great, I don't need to liver detox, that's the reason why you need to detox your liver. Immune condition, headaches, migraine, hormonal imbalance, skin issues. Your inside is reflect. Your outside is a reflection of your inside. If you have acne, psoriasis, rashes, that's your liver puking out toxins into your bloodstream, and those toxins are coming out to your pores. And when you do this liver detox, which I do a lot with my cancer patients, because they, you know, some of them are receiving chemotherapy or radiation, or if you have digestive issues, like what you fill in the blank that you have, the liver needs to be supported. The liver needs to be detoxed. You need to empty the garbage can in your body and flush your pipe and support your filtration system. So liver detoxification, kidney detoxification is powerful, powerful, powerful. And join me on this masterclass. We're gonna talk about it. I'm gonna walk you through the process of what I do or what I recommend for my patients, and bring you behind the scenes of the program, because I know this might be brand new to you all. But until you detox, you have not really felt your best. And this detoxification process we're gonna go through in the program, if you're gonna join us, is gonna help you lose at least 7 pounds. But you're not losing the muscles, you're losing the detox, the toxins, you're losing the toxins, the inflammation, and the water weight. It is guaranteed you're gonna lose 7 pounds. And then after that, you get to evaluate how you wanna go from there. But the first thing is for you to show up to during this masterclass, spend some time with me. All I need is an hour. I'm gonna show you the benefit of detoxification, the needs of detoxification, and how this can help you decrease, if not eliminate, your symptoms, make you feel good while you are cleansing your body. It's like a tune-up for your body. All right, join me, masterclass, April 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can, you see the link below to register, you can register. Then once you register, we're gonna send you the Zoom link, and then I can't wait for you to come join us. Bring your questions, bring your concerns, like, we're gonna discuss all of it in the masterclass. I am the detox queen. I've been detoxifying, cleansing, like, you name it, I've done it for the past 8 years. And this is my secret sauce, not only for me and also for my patients. Every single patient that enrolled into my weight and fat loss with herbs or hormone program or gut program, they need to detox first. Or my, you know, cancer program, they need to detox first. Because it doesn't make sense for us to add new things if we don't empty what's there already. Again, many of us are not feeling our best. We are plateauing. We are sluggish. We are tired. We have headaches, migraine. Our skin is not looking the best. We have joint pain. We have black gas, bloat, or constipation. Like, we're not doing our best. We know we can do better. We are dragging through the day because we're sluggish and tired all of the time, or we just wake up with energy and then we crash at 3 p.m. because you are not decreasing the toxins. And I'm gonna talk to you about how there are multiple ways of gaining weight, and toxins is one of them. Toxins can make you gain weight. All right, so please join me during this masterclass, April 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link to register is below. And let's talk about it. It's free. You have nothing to lose. I just want to give you information. And then if you like, okay, I'm ready, Dr. J. I just want to join this liver detox. You can send us a message, but we will be releasing the link for you to join us. Again, everything's included. I'm going to be doing it. It's 3 weeks, depending on your progress. My patient's gonna be doing it. Join us. You'll be under the care of a practitioner, so nothing will happen to you. I promise. Okay, so April 3rd, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the masterclass. Let's detox. Let's feel our best. Let's go into the second quarter of the year feeling our best. All right?
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you found this episode valuable, informative, and resonated with you, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. If you have any questions and need further assistance, you will see all of our contact information in the show notes below. Send us any questions you have, and then we'll be more than happy to help you. Until then, stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.